Had you walked past City Hall on Sunday, it would have been difficult to tell anything was happening. The front of the building was locked, and the lights were off on the first floor. But the back door was unlocked, and the lights were on in a suite of offices on the third floor. Inside, assembly members debated the merits of two finalists to replace Teresa Hillhouse. Several assembly members said they were moving quickly because they hope to put the new attorney in place before Hillhouse leaves the job on March 1st. Also, they wanted to deliberate before Mayor Mim McConnell and Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett left for a conference in Juneau on Monday morning.
Just because it's gone fast doesn't mean it hasn't been done carefully.
Mayor McConnell after Sunday night's meeting.
And we are kind of up against a time crunch with Teresa leaving March 1st. She will be making herself available as much as she can over, you know, the next, you know, like through the month of March and stuff. But she's got to go. She's got to get up to her new job, and she's got to move. And so it's going to make a really difficult transition if we can't get somebody in here soon.
The assembly plans to keep Hillhouse on at about half her salary for 4 months to aid in the transition. Reporters for KCAW and the Daily Sitka Sentinel spoke during the public testimony portion of Sunday's meeting. We said the public could not have been fully aware of the special meeting, which was announced at the end of Friday's interviews and posted to the city's website. KCAW does not broadcast weekend newscasts, and the Daily Sitka Sentinel does not publish over the weekend. One of the biggest proponents for a slow and deliberative process in hiring the attorney was Assemblymember Mike Reif. During initial meetings, he said he wanted as many expert voices as possible to weigh in, and he echoed a sentiment many assembly members held that if a suitable candidate could not be found among the pool in front of them, they'd simply keep looking. Sunday night, Reif said he was comfortable with the choice of Robin Kochak, despite the speed.
The candidate we're making the offer to is someone I think is extremely strong. And if I had any doubt that this wasn't an exceptional candidate, somewhere in that 8-9 category on a scale 1 to 10, I would be slowing this way down.
The assembly had help during the process from Hillhouse, as well as City Human Resources Director Mark Danielson and former Municipal Attorney Cliff Groh, who agreed to review some of the applications and offer his opinion. Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley was not part of the process. He and the attorney both work directly for the assembly without supervisory authority over each other. Assemblymember Michelle Putz said the assembly had heard from the public through email comments. Also, those interested still have time to weigh in. The assembly plans a special meeting before its regular session tonight. Members will discuss in executive session any counteroffer Kochak makes on the job and then come into the open and vote whether to hire her. Public testimony is usually allowed before a vote. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.